Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the first Aliyah in Parshas Korach, that is Perek Tazayin, Pasuk Aleph. Now, there's discussion among the Rishonim if the story of Korach took place after the Meraglim of Parshas Shlach, or if it took place beforehand, immediately after Hakamas HaMishkan. Either way, Korach's rebellion was unique in that, as opposed to the other complaints that Klal Yisrael had, that for the most part weren't a personal attack on Moshe or meant to undermine his leadership, Korach attempted to completely change the dynamic and leadership structure of Klal Yisrael by doubting Moshe's legitimacy as a leader and by casting doubt on the very legitimacy of the mitzvahs taught by Moshe. So the pasuk tells us, "Vayikach Korach and Korach took." Who was Korach? Ben Yitzhar ben Kahas ben Levi, who was the son of Yitzhar, who was the son of Kahas, who was the son of Levi, v'dasan v'aviram bnei Eliyav, and also dasan v'aviram, the sons of Eliyav, and also and ben Peles, who were all Bnei Ruvain, the sons of Ruvain. And let's go to Rashi, Pasuk Aleph, Vayikach Korach. So first of all, Rashi tells us, Parsha zu yafin and dreshes b'midrash Rebbe Tanchuma, that this Parsha is darshan very nicely in Midrash Tanchuma, so go have a look-see over there. Vayikach Korach, what does that mean, he took? Lokach es atme l'tzad echad, he took himself off to the side, lias nechlok mitaycha eda, to be separate from the rest of the assembly, la'ir al kahuna, to raise objections about the kahuna. B'zev shetirgam unklas, and this is why unklas translates it as v'ispaleg, nechlok mishara eda, lahachzik machlaikes, he separated himself from the rest of the assembly to instigate machlokes. And v'chein ma'ikach alibech alakech oischal haflikcha mishar b'nei adam. Davrach, another way of understanding this is v'yikach kairach, he took mashach rashi sanhedrin shebehem bedvarim, he drew the heads of the sanhedrin of them with words. K'mo shenemar, it says kachas aaron k'chui machim dvarim, he convinced them with his words. Ben Yitzhar ben Kahas ben Levi, Rashi explains, v'loi hiskir ben Yaakov, we don't mention that Levi was the son of Yaakov Avinu. Why is that? Shebikesh rachim alatzma, Yaakov Avinu asked for mercy on himself, sheloi zachar shmei al machlokusam, that his name shouldn't be mentioned along with this machlokes. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, b'kahalam al teichad kavadi, v'hecha niskar shmei al Korach. So where is Yaakov's name mentioned in connection to Korach? B'siach sam al duchan b'divrei yamim, in divrei yamim, shenemar, it says in the pasuk, ben Avrasaf, ben Korach, ben Yitzhar, ben Kahas, ben Levi, ben Yisrael, who's referring to Yaakov Avinu. V'dasan v'aviram, b'shvil shay shevet Reuven shor b'chaniyasim temana. Since shevet Reuven, they encamped to the south. Shachin l'kahas u'bana v'chanim temana, they were neighbors of Kahas and his sons that also encamped towards the south. Nishtatvim Korach machlokusai, so dasan aviram, who are from Reuven, they joined along with Korach. Ayla Rasha, ayla Shechenai. Woe to the Rasha, and woe to his neighbor. And now Rashi addresses the big question over here. Umara Korach lachlok in Moshe. Why exactly did Korach decide to argue with Moshe? What did he see? Niskane al nesiusa shel Eitzafan ben Uziel. He was jealous over the appointment of Eitzafan ben Uziel as the Nasi. Shemino Moshe Nasi al b'nei Kahas, because Moshe appointed him as the Nasi, as leader of Kahas, al pi adibur, that was from Hashem. Amar Korach, Korach said, Achei abar ba hayu. My father's brothers are four, meaning including my father, there's four brothers. Shnemar says in the pasuk, Ubnei Kahas, and who are the sons of Kahas? Amram, Yitzhar, Chevron, and Uziel. And Yitzhar was Karach's father. Amram HaBachar, Amram, who was the Bachar, not Lushnei Ban of Gedula, his two sons, they took greatness. Echon Melech, Vechad Kohen Gadol, one of them is a Melech, that's Moshe Rabbeinu, the other was a Kohen Gadol, that's Aaron. Miroi Litos Hashnia, who should have gotten the second job? Who should have gotten the second appointment? Loyani, Shana bin me, Shani ben Yitzhar, I'm the son of Yitzhar. Shu Sheini La Amram, he's the second one right after Amram. And Vahu Mina Nasi as Ben Achiva Katim Ukulam, he appointed the son of the youngest one as the Nasi. I'm going to argue against him, and I'm going to try to nullify what he said. So Me'asa, what did Korach do to accomplish this? Amad v'kinis reish nun rashi sanhedrin, he went and he gathered 250 heads of Sanhedrin. Ruben mishevet Ruven shechinov, most of them were from Ruven, his neighbors. V'hem el yitzur ben shedir v'chavir v'kayotzebay. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, nisi eda kriye mayin, ulalanu aymer, and later it says, ela kriye eda. V'l bishan talises kulon tcheles. And he put talisim on them that were entirely made out of tcheles. Bov amd l'fnei Moshe. They went and they stood in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. Amrulay, they asked him, talis shekulis al tcheles. If the entire talis is tcheles, is blue wool, so do you need to put tzitzis on it also or not? Amar lahem, so he told him, chayeves, of course it needs to have tzitzis. So itchilu l'sachik, they started to laugh at him. Efshar talis shel min acher, chot echot shel tcheles paitur, is it possible that you have a talis? It's made out of something else, it's not made out of blue wool, and all you do is put one string of blue wool on it, and now it's okay, and everything's fine. Zushakul tcheles, this entire talis is made out of tcheles. Lo tiftar es atzma, it shouldn't make itself pater, and it shouldn't have to have tzitzis at all. Your laws are silly, Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't have to listen to you or any of the laws that you taught us. So back to Chumash Pasuk Beis, what do they do? Vayikumu lifnei Moshe, they stood in front of Moshe, v'anashim b'nei Yisrael chamishim u'masayim, and the men of b'nei Yisrael, they were 250, nisiei eda, they were princes of the assembly, kriyei mayid, those summoned for a meeting, anchei shem, well-known men, v'yikalu al Moshe v'al Aaron, and they gathered against Moshe and Aaron, v'yemer aleim, and they told them, rav lachem, it's too much for you, kichol ha'ida kulam kudashem, because the entire assembly is holy, u'basaychem Hashem, and Hashem is among them, u'madu etisnasu al-kal Hashem, why should you elevate yourselves above the congregation of Hashem? So let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel, and try to understand what exactly they were telling Moshe Rabbeinu. Rav lachem, harbe yosem yidai lakachtem lasachem gedula, you took too much greatness for yourself. Kulam kedoshim, kulam shamu dvarim b'sinim piagvura, everyone heard heard the words from Hashem at Har Sinai, Umadu etisnasu, why should you elevate yourself? Imlakachta tamachos, you took the kingship for yourself. You're the leader of Klal Yisrael. Lahelcha liver achicha kuhuna, you shouldn't have chosen your brother as the Kohen Gadol. Loyatam levatchim shematim besinai, you weren't the only ones that heard at Har Sinai, Anecha Hashem alaykecha, that I am Hashem your God. Kol ha'eda shamu, everyone heard it, everyone is holy. Why are you better than everyone else? Back to Chamash Pasuk Dalet, Vayishma Maisha, and Maisha heard this, Vayipal panav, and he fell on his face. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Dalet over here. Vayipal panav, mibnei machlekes, because this machlekes, Shekvar Zabiyotim Sirchen Revi, because this is already their fourth mess up. Chatu be'egel, they sinned with the egel azav. Vayichal Maisha, and Maisha entreated on their behalf. Bamis Ayanin, this was in Parshas Balaischa, Vayispal Maisha, and Maisha daven for them. Bemiraglim, this is in Parshas Shlach, Vayir Maisha Hashem, Vishau Mitzrayim, and Maisha Benu stood up for Klal Yisrael once again. Now, Machlekusa Shel Kairach, Nisrash Luyadav, now with this whole machlekes of Kairach, he had no more Kairach, his hands became weak. Mashal ben Melch Shesarchal Aviv. This is a parable to the son of a king, a prince, who acted disgracefully towards his father. Upiyas Alav Ayavai Pam Ushtaim Ushalash. And his friend appeased the king for him the first time, the second time, and even the third time. Shesarchavis. When he did it the fourth time, Nisrash Lide Ayavahu, this loved one, he became weak. He lost his kayach. Amr, he said, how much can I continue bothering the king? Shemloi Kabalad many. Perhaps he's not going to listen to me anymore. So back to the Chumash Pasuk Hey. Vaidabar el Kairach, and he spoke to Kairach, while Kaladase Lemar, and his entire assembly saying, Biker in the morning. V'yoyed Hashem Sashrolei, and Hashem will make known who is to him, V'es HaKadosh, and the Holy One, V'krivei Love, and draw him to himself, V'es HaShir Yivchar Bo, Yekrivei Love, and whom he chooses, he will draw to himself. Rash over here, Pasuk Hei tells us, Biker V'yoyed, in the morning it's going to become known. So why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu waited till the morning? Why didn't he do something about it immediately? Ata Es Shechus Hilanu, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, right now, we're all perhaps a little bit inebriated, this is because it was after the main meal where they drink wine, and V'loy Nachal Heres Lefanov, we can't show ourselves in front of Hashem. Now, V'hu Hayim Es Chavon L'Tchaisam, he was really just trying to push them off. Shem Yachzru Bahem, perhaps they're going to be chayzer. They're going to regret what they did. Biker V'yed Hashem Sashrolai, Lavoidus Leviya, meaning Hashem is going to know that which is to him, who are the proper Leviim, and V'sakadesh L'kahuna, who's going to be the Kaihanim, V'hikr V'aisim Eila, V'ni Hashem, will bring them close to him. V'atarga Mechiach Kain, V'karv L'kadamahi, Yikarv L'shimushe, Umidrashe, and the Medrash explains, Biker in the morning, Armalhem Moshe. Moshe told them, Gavul is Chilik HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Lamai, Hashem set certain boundaries in this world. Yechel Matem La'apach Biker La'erev, are you able to turn the morning into evening? Kain Tochel Levat L'zu, so too, you're going to be able to nullify this, meaning Aaron's appointment. Shenemar says in the pasuk, "Vayhi er vayhi vayker vayavdil." So, in regards to Hashem creating evening and morning, it has the word vayavdil. Kach. So too, in regards to Aaron Hakayin's appointment as a Kohen Gadol, it says vayibadil Aaron lakdishai. So, the same way that the vayavdil of erev and vayker is immutable, you can't do anything about that. So too, you can't do anything about the vayavdil of Aaron being the Kohen Gadol. And back to Chumash pasuk vav, Moshe Rabbeinu continued talking to them. Zaisasu, this is what you shall do. Kachul lechem machtos, take pans for yourself. Kairach v'chal adasai, Kairach and all of his assembly. Usenu v'hein esh, and put fire into them. V'sim v'alein k'tayres, and put k'tayres, incense into them. Lifnei Hashem machar, this is going to be in front of Hashem tomorrow. V'haya ha'ish ashev char Hashem, hu ha'kadosh, and will be the man that Hashem chooses. He is the Holy One. Rav lechem b'nei Levi, it is too much for you, the sons of Levi. So Rashi Pasuk Vav tells us, Zayis asu k'chul lechem machtos, take pans for yourself. Ma ra alem lehem kach, what exactly did Moshe Rabbeinu see that he told them to take pans of k'tayres for themselves? Armalami told them, B'darkei Akum, among the Gentiles, yesh Musim Harbe, there's many different acts, Uchmarim Harbe, and they have many different priests. But they don't all gather in one house. Anu us, Ein Lanu El Hashem Echad, we only have one Hashem, Arain Echad, Betaira Achas, Mizbech Echad, one Arain, one Taira, one Mizbech, the Kain Gadol Echad. There's only one Kain Gadol. Batem Reish Nun Ish Mevakshim Kun Gedaila, and all 250 of you are asking to be Kayanim Gedailim. Afani writes a Makach, you know what? I also want that. Heilachem Tashmish Chav Mikol, why don't you take the most beloved of all the Avaydas, Yaktaris HaChaviv Mikol Karbanas? This is the Avayd of the Ktaris, which is more beloved than all Karbanas. V'sam HaMavas Nasim B'Saychai, and there's a deadly potion that's inside of it. Shabai Nisafu Nadav Aviyu, that's what Nadav and Aviyu were burned by. L'kfika Chisra Behem, that's why he warned them. V'haya Ha'isha Shevchar Hashem Hu HaKadosh, the man whom Hashem chooses, he's the Holy One. Kvar Hu B'Ktushasai, he originally was holy. V'chi Einon Yodim Shemishi Bachar HaKadosh, Rashi addresses now, don't we already know then whomever is chosen, of course he's the Holy One. El Amar Lehem Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to tell them, Hareini Amar Lechem, I'm telling you, Shaloi Tischaivu, that you should be forewarned, Misha Yivchar Bai, whomever is chosen, Yetzei Chai, he's going to emerge alive, because clearly he's holy enough to bring the Ktaris, the Kulcham Avdim, and the rest of you are going to die. Now Rashi just explains, what are these? Machtais, Kalim, Shechais, Behem, Gachalim, these are certain utensils that are meant to rake coals with, V'yeshlem Beis Yad, and they have a handle. And now Rashi Pasuk Zayin explains to us, Rav Lechem Ben Elevi, what does this mean? Davar Gadol Amarti Lechem, I've just told told you something of great importance, Moshe Rabbeinu told them. V'loy tipshim ha'yu, asked Rashi, were they fools, shekach hisra bahen, that he just warned them that they're all going to die except for one, the kibbu aleim likariv, but still, nonetheless, they decided to all try to bring ketairas? Rashi explains, elahim chatu al nafshoysam, that's because they sinned against their souls. Shenemar says later on, is machnes ha'chatayim ho'ele b'nafshoysam, and Rashi over there explains that they sinned by rebelling against Hashem, and therefore, they deserve the punishment of death. And now Rashi says, v'karach shepikechaya, Kairach, he was very wise. Why did he get involved in all this foolishness? So, his eye, meaning his wisdom and his ability to see in the future, that is what derailed him. He saw a great chain of people coming from him. First of all, he saw Shmuel Shashakal Keneged Moshe of Aaron. Shmuel Hanavi came from him, and he was proportionate to Moshe and Aaron. So, Amar Karach said, I'm going to be saved because of Shmuel that's going to come from me. And there were 24 Mishmaris that stood of his descendants, Kul Misnam, Ruch HaKadosh, all of them prophesied with Ruch HaKadosh. Snemar says, Kol Ela Banim LaHaman, all these were sons to Haman, and Haman was a descendant of Kairach. Amar, so Kairach said, Efshar Kol Gdula Azay Sasidu Lamin Meni, is it possible that all this greatness is going to come from me, Vani Adam, and I should be quiet? Lakach Nishtatev Lavei La'Isa Chazaka, that's why he joined with all the others in order to bring himself to that status that he wanted to gain. Shasham Pi Moshe Shukulam Avdim, because he heard from Moshe Rabbeinu that all of them are going to die Ve'echa Nimlot, and one of them is going to be saved. Asheriv Char Hashem Hu HaKadosh, whomever Hashem chooses, he's the Holy One. Ta'avetal ba'atmai, but he was mistaken, and he thought that I was talking about himself, that he was the Holy One, and didn't realize that it was going to be Aaron HaKohen, of course. V'loy ra yafe, he didn't see well. Lefisha banav asu tshuva, that's because it was his sons that did tshuva, and that's why he was zaycha that eventually these great people were going to come from him, but it was because of his children. U'masha ha'yiraya yafe, but Moshe obviously saw well. Rav lechem, now Rashi gives a different explanation of what Rav lechem means. Davar gadol netaltem ba'atzmechem, you've taken a grave matter upon yourselves, lach lekal kadosh baruch hu, to argue with Hashem himself. And back to Chumash Pasuk Ches. Vayera Moshe al Kairach, and Moshe said to Kairach, Shemu na b'nei Levi, listen here, the sons of Levi. Let's just see Rashi Pasuk Ches. Vayera Moshe al Kairach, Shemu na b'nei Levi. So first he starts out by talking to Kairach, and then he says, listen here, sons of Levi. Hischel adaber imay dvarim rachim. First he started talking to Kairach alone with soft words. However, kimet shirah k'shei arif, since he saw that he was stiff-necked, Amar, he said to himself, actually, ishtatvu shar shvatim v'yavdu imay, before all the rest of the shvatim join along with Kairach and get destroyed with him, adaber gamal kulam, I'm just going to speak to everyone. I'm going to speak to all of Levi. Hischel azarz b'hem, so he starts speaking to them. Shemuna b'nei Levi, listen here, Levi. And let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Tes. Hama'at mikem, is it not enough for you, says Moshe Rabbeinu, kivdil elkei Yisrael eschem edas Yisrael, that Hashem separated you from the assembly of Yisrael, lahakav eschem elav, to bring you to him, la'avaydas avaydas mishkan Hashem, to do the avayda of the mishkan, v'lam l'fnei ed l'sharsam, and to stand in front of the assembly to serve them, v'yakar v'yischa, and he brought you close, v'zkal checha b'nei Levi itach, and all your brothers, the sons of Levi, with you. So the Levim, they already were exalted. However, because Shtem Gam Kahuna, now you're also asking for the Kahuna. Lachain, therefore, because you also want the Kahuna, Atav Chaladascha Noyedim Al Hashem, you and all of your assembly, you're against Hashem. V'arayin Mahu Kisalinu Alav. What's Arayin that you should complain against him? Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes tells us, V'lami Lefnei Eda. What does that mean? You're able to stand in front of the assembly. Lashir Al Duchan. The Levim, they stood on the platform, they stood on the Duchan, and they sang for all Klai Yisrael, for all the Kehanim. Pasuk Yidin Rashi tells us, V'akrav Eischa, he brought you close. L'Aisei Sheiros, Shehirchik Mimenu Sha'ar Das Yisrael. That service that he distanced everyone else from, he brought you close to that. You have this unique ability, you're Levim. Pasuk Yid Aleph and Rashi says, Lachain, Beshvilkach, because of this, because you want to be Kehanim, Atav Chaladascha Hanayadim Itcha Al Hashem. You people are actually against Hashem. You're not against me and Aaron. Kibish Lichusa Yisisi L'Seis Kuhuna La'Aaron. It was just because of Hashem's Shlichus that I gave the Kuhuna Gedalah to Aaron. B'loy Lanu HaMachlekes Hazeh. You're not arguing with us. You're actually arguing directly with Hashem. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayishlach Moshe, Moshe sent L'Kroy the son of Aviram b'nei Eliav, to call Dasan and Aviram, the sons of Eliav, Vayarmu, and they said, Loi Nale, we are not going to come up. Let's see Rashi, Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayishlach Moshe, Mikan, we learn from here, says Rashi, She'ein Machzikim Machlekes, we do not sustain Machlekes, Shehaya Moshe Mechazer Achreim La'Shlimam Dever Shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu sent after them to reconcile with them and to speak peaceful words with them. That's the reason why he reached out to them. Loi Nale, they said, we are not going to go up. Pihem Mechshilam, their mouths made them stumble. She'ein Lahem Elirida, they were only having a downfall. They should have said, Loi Navai, we're not going to come. Why did they say, Loi Nale, we're not going to go up? That's their mouths made them stumble by saying, we're not going up, we're only going down. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel, what is it that Dasan Aviram told Moshe Rabbeinu? Hama'at, is it not enough, Ki Alisanu Me'eret Zavas Chal V'Dvash, that you took us up from a land of milk and honey, Lamisenu Bamidbar, to kill us in the Midbar, Ki Sistarer Aleinu, and now you also seek to rule and dominate over us, Gam Histarer, and you seek to do that even more. And now we're going to stop here, right in the middle of Dasan Aviram's diatribe against against Moshe Rabbeinu and pick up tomorrow the continuation of it with the second Aliyah of Parshas Korach. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.